Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Will Paris Hilton really make it down the aisle this time?
Everyone, leave me the f*** alone.
This is your last chance to pull the plug on me.
Are you, like, getting cold feet?
I want to grow up, but I want to make sure that I make the right choice.
Why she's questioning everything. Plus, the new drama rocking the royal family. We hit the carpet with Kay Stu as she transforms into Diana.
She's somebody who is, like, vulnerable and broken and scared, but also fiercely feral and alive.
And exclusive, Erica lashes out at her Housewives co-stars.
You said, when this is all over, I'm gonna remember who was for me and who was against me.
It's an exciting day in Hollywood. The People's Choice Award nominees have just been revealed, and all of your favorite stars have made the cut. But first, welcome back to Daily Pop, Cynthia Bailey. Woo! And dating coach and author Monique Kelly. And I'm Justin Sylvester, and I am excited about this next story. Netflix might be getting a per my last email from Prince William soon. He's reportedly upset that the upcoming season of The Crown features Princess Diana's 1995 interview with Martin Bashir. Now, the interview was discredited earlier this year, and William said it should never be aired again. Well, Netflix said, who said that? Because Netflix is not commenting, and Bashir apologized earlier this year, but says he's still proud of the interview. Mm-hmm. Now, remember, this interview is such a big part of Diana's story. Mm-hmm. It's where she said, there were three of us in this marriage.
Spirit.
Should The Crown include it in this season?
Absolutely. It was such mm-hmm. a pivotal point mm-hmm. in Diana's life. Absolutely. And they could even add in all the behind the scenes mm-hmm. that was going on. But that was a major, major line. Three of us in this marriage.
Yeah.
Right. Hello. And she was looking for her as she walked exactly. down the aisle.
I agree. I agree with Monique because, okay, here's the thing. The part where they say, you know, he kind of tricked her into being
yes.
there. Okay, well, here's the part. He didn't trick her into saying what she said.
That part
said what
true.
She said. However she got there, she said what she said.
Said.
And
yeah.
that's her truth. And we want to hear her speak her truth. Yeah. And it's already out there. And unless they can get it completely cleaned off the internet, and we saw it already, I think they should just leave it alone. I mean, if anything, it makes me want to go back and watch the interview.
Exactly. You shouldn't bring it up because it makes people want it more. And I will say, I know when it's your family, mm-hmm. it feels like it's the most dangerous thing you've right. ever heard somebody say, but we all got family secrets. And right. we all know that one family secret that we can't talk about.
Right.
I think in some ways, it almost vindicates the royal family in the sense that she was tricked into saying that. Look at how people have treated us over the years. Mm-hmm. The media is against us. You should be clapping that they're including the
Absolutely.
Whole story.
And I know it's hard sometimes when when you realize your parents aren't perfect. Mm-hmm. But parents are humans too. They make mistakes. And as you get older, you just kind of have to embrace it as part of your foundation and what made you who you are today. Pretending mm-hmm. like it didn't happen or trying to make it not happen isn't going to change history.
By the way, he married her.
Exactly. Right.
He married her.
Right.
That's done.
But a lot of people are saying this could be a conflict of interest and it could get a little awkward for Harry because he just closed a big Netflix deal. Yes. You think he's going to care that they're adding this part in? But you know what? Actually, I don't think he's going to care.
I don't either.
The Crown has already been running. Yeah. Like, it's season number 17.
Exactly.
Like, you know what's
worse,
about.
There's been worse storylines. There's been worse storylines on The Crown. Like, they have exposed some major stuff with the royal family. Mm-hmm. So it kind of is in line with everything else.
Okay. Yes. Well, speaking of exposing, Paris Hilton's fiance is not going to like this next story. It seems his future wife is having a little cold feet. Take a look at the trailer for her new series on Peacock, Paris in Love.
This is like my wedding too. He just needs to stay in his lane.
I'm happy to stay in my lane. We just need you and your mom to start moving in your lane.
Have you had a sit down with mom and dad?
No, I still have healing to do with mom and dad. It's painful to talk about.
I feel like I've lived my whole life for other people.
When is the wedding?
I don't know yet.
It almost seems like you're stalling a little bit.
I feel like Paris needs a little pushing sometimes. Everyone, leave me the f*** alone.
This is your last chance to pull the plug on me.
Do you like getting cold feet?
I want to grow up, but I want to make sure that I make the right choice.
Paris, no. I just don't want to be alone forever.
If you were the fiancé and you saw that on your iPhone, on the iPod, on the iPad, are you concerned with what just played?
Well, I mean, look, marriage is a big deal. I feel like Paris, she should be sure in her choices. I've been divorced already. It's easy to get engaged. You can get engaged as many times as you want.
Rich people do that.
You know what
I'm
saying?
It's like
but when you actually get married, like, she should take her time. I know she's older and wiser now, so I think she'll make the right choice, but I'm rooting for her.
Yeah, and I think for a lot of women, you reach a particular age and you start having this fear, is it going to happen for me? Mm-hmm. Am I going to mm-hmm. be alone forever? And that is that's a real fear that a lot of women have. So you have to make sure you're not letting that fear rush you into the wrong decision. And furthermore, I think there's something to be said about calling off an engagement and mm-hmm. not getting married. That's
Amen.
Very brave.
It is.
Yeah.
Amen.
And you shouldn't have to settle. Like, I don't like when people, I don't like the idea of, oh, I should just be with someone to be with someone because I don't want to be alone.
Right.
If I'd rather be alone than be with someone I don't want to be with. And I definitely don't want to settle.
I don't know. I've seen some of Cousin Paris's fiancés. That green UPS air, honey, with all that money that gave her that 14-carat rock.
Oh, I remember that one.
I don't care if that man was a three-time felon, honey. I would have just went through with it. All that money, I would have done it. I feel like, for me in my 20s, I didn't take marriage as serious as Cousin Paris had. But mm-hmm. she also had a lot of money to lose. I didn't have So I feel like I would have did it at 20.
Yeah, but Paris grew up with money. So what does she care if she marries someone rich? You know what I mean?
Like, but
I'll
tell you.
It's really the love and the peace mm-hmm. for her at this point. She's Paris Hilton.
Yeah.
And she's like a very savvy businesswoman as well.
Yeah.
So the money is like, it's cute for her to get a rich man, but she's already rich.
And also, let me tell you what's lonely. There is nothing lonelier than being in a marriage, laying in bed next to your husband, and feeling the most alone and loneliest than you've ever felt.
Oh, my God.
That is worse, ladies.
Oh, my God.
Trust me.
Yes.
How big is the house? Because the bitch ain't going to get lonely if there's 17 housekeepers, three chefs. It does matter.
I'm with Monique on this.
Yes.
I don't care if we're in a tent or we're in the Taj Mahal, honey. If I don't want to be with you, the house ain't big enough. Okay?
Thank you,
if there is three
the
wings...
The bed is not big enough.
If there are three wings for me to hide from your trifling ass in this house, I will be fine. If I got my three kids and I got this Escalade, I'm Gucci. And I know that sounds terrible, but I think a lot of people look at their lives and say, like, damn, the come up could have been really easy for me. I look at some of my girlfriends, I went to college twice. Mm-hmm. These hoes hadn't gone anywhere, and they're living better than me. Why am I working 17 hours a day and not having half the stuff that they're having? They just married smart. I think sometimes people marry and it's a business thing.
But when you marry for money, you earn every single cent.
That's right.
It is not the way to do it.
Well, they don't call it a job for nothing. Paris in Love streams on Peacock November 11th. All right, we're halfway through the Beverly Hills Housewives reunion, and the hits just keep on coming. Now, Erica is coming for everyone who turned on her. Check out this preview of part 3 airing tonight on Bravo.
Who is for you and who is against you?
I don't know. You should ask them.
Well, but you said when this is all over, I'm going to remember who was for me and who was against me.
Yes, I'm keeping score.
You are keeping score.
Uh-huh.
So what's the score so far?
I'm going to keep that to myself. I think it's pretty.
Can I say something? Because I've been reading stories in the tabloids, whatever, online. You're upset with me, and I just hope you know that we were in such a difficult position. And, you know, there was many things I know that you couldn't say. But then I thought, well, there's things that you could say that would help us understand a little more, which was very complicated.
The thing that hurt me the most was to watch that dinner, to watch the four of you mock my life and mock my family really hurt me.
Could you forgive somebody who wasn't on your side explicitly?
I just feel like these ladies are in a very difficult position because at the end of the day, I think for me, when I, and I love Erica Jayne, when I look at this whole thing unfold, my mind keeps going back to the actual victims. And I know, I honestly believe that she didn't really have anything to do with this. I'm fine with that. But I think there's something to be said. Like, she can't be mad at her friends for not, like, being able to totally back her up when we don't really still have a lot of information. She's not even able to disclose a lot of things that maybe could help her case a little bit.
You're talking like you're a housewives expert. Have you been on a show like this before or something?
I've had a little bit of experience.
I think a lot of times on these shows, there are two things that weigh heavy on you. A, how is your friend going to react
right.
to the way you react? And B, how is the audience going to react
right.
to the way you react?
Right.
And a lot of times, I think the women do take that right. into
and
consideration.
And then how is social media going
exactly.
to react?
So,
how you react.
Exactly.
To how
so
you react.
Maybe in real life, I might be like, oh, yeah, my girl didn't do that. Oh, yeah, she didn't cheat on her husband. No, I didn't see that.
Right.
But if the audience sees you and they know that you know something and you're not saying, they're going to call you out for being inauthentic.
Right.
So that's the hard spot. You got to be able to envision and to see clearly what people are going to say because it is a court of public opinion. I'm sorry. At the end of the day, it's a court of public opinion.
It is.
I agree with you all, but here's the thing. What I can appreciate about Garcelle and Sutton was they did everything to her face. A lot of stuff going on was going on behind her back. She's rewatching the show, and she's like, wow, these are my friends, and they're saying all this stuff behind my back. Which I understand, but she had so much venom towards Garcelle and Sutton, at least they were honest and they did it to her face. I don't
That's
think
true.
That Erica really knew what was going on, but to your point, there needs to be a little bit more things addressed to the victims.
She's got some explaining to
Yeah.
You know,
I mean,
she definitely has some explaining to do. However, I always say in my group of friends, we are a group of five, party of five. We've been together for 11 years. It is okay to talk shit behind my back to these four people. That is totally fine with me because that's what we are here for us to vent and for us to keep it in the group. Now, the minute you take it out the nucleus and start spreading it everywhere, that's when it becomes a problem. So I'm not mad at you for talking behind my back. I will say, I am a Scorpio. My mother is also a double Scorpio.
Right.
My mother came at my ass for something that I did at 17. She was like, that was payback for what you did to me at 17. I'm like, well, damn, I'm 34.
Right.
How long have you been holding on to this? You can't even remember my phone number. But you remember what I did October 17th, 17 years ago? I'm the same way. I will remember. I will keep a tally.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, because you're a Scorpio. You know, y'all are off the chain.
Oh, we are off.
I've dated a few Scorpios.
The Richter, honey.
Oh, my.
Again.
Well, you know, we all love our friends, and we want to protect them as much as we can. But I think sometimes in a situation like this, without having all of the facts, it's really hard to ride that hard without all of that information because at the end of the day, Erica's not really the victim here. The victims are the victim in the situation.
Yeah, that's true.
And you know what? I love both of these women, and I can honestly say, part of being on a reality show is you got to live your truth.
Yeah.
And if you were doubting it, hell, say it. But that lady Jan, you know, she works those filing cabinets up here. And that bitch is ready, stay ready, okay? She stay ready to pull a receipt. Coming up, breaking the news about the People's Choice Awards, who might go home with that trophy, plus our big night out with Kristen Stewart. You gotta hear what she told us about the royal family and playing Princess Diana. It's pretty wild. Next.
Yeah. You know, Erica Jane gives Real Housewives of Atlanta.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Welcome back to Daily Pop. Take a look at Kristen Stewart on that red carpet last night promoting her new movie, Spencer. She was dressed to the gills, honey, in Chanel. I love this.
You can't go wrong with Chanel.
Margot Robbie does all the time. Margot Robbie goes wrong all
like
the time
it.
In Chanel.
I like it. I don't know if I love it. I just feel like the top part, I feel like this should have been another piece there. I don't know. But I live for Chanel. So I don't hate it, but I don't love it.
She left a tchotchke. When we talked to Kristen at the premiere, she told us what surprised her about playing Princess Diana. And you gotta hear what she said about the royal family. Watch this.
You have to be able to do things you hate.
You hate?
There has to be two of you. There's the real one and the one they take pictures of.
I didn't have like much of an idea of her before I started, so nothing was actually ever gonna be like a huge surprise. I didn't have a preconceived notion of who she was. I knew that people missed her and that the world was rocked by the loss of her. She's somebody that just like reached out from behind many layers of oppression and could not be invisible in the way that they wanted her to be. She was so apparently there. And when I say they, I mean the royal family. It was just they, she was a larger presence than anyone ever needed her to be in order to uphold this ideal of what the monarchy represents.
There's no hope for me. Not with them.
I think the most surprising thing is you watch the movie and really the most moving parts are when she's being a mom and when she's being like an incredibly normal, disarmingly casual woman.
Mommy, what's happened to make you so sad?
I am not a mom yet, but I know that feeling of someone feeling like looking up and suddenly going, my mom could kill you. Do you know what I mean? Like, where you go like, don't mess with us because like, she'll kill you. And that is pervasive. That's normal. That's like the way moms are. And so it's just nice to know that the most moving aspects of the movie are not her like singular unique position and how isolated she was and how it's so hard to understand her. It's the parts that are like, yeah, that's me and everyone who has a mom or is a kid, like, and which is everyone in the world.
Spencer hits theaters November 5th. I saw this film. It is everything you needed to be. Go ahead and check it out. Now, the People's Choice Awards nominations were just announced. ScarJo, Meg Thee Stallion, and Drake are all on the list. But I want to talk about binge-worthy shows of 2021. Who are you guys voting for?
Sex Life all day.
Girl,
that's
really?
Sex Life. Woo!
Really?
Sex Life, yes.
That full frontal really did it for y'all?
Yes.
There's only one episode you need to watch of Sex Life, okay? And it's episode 2 at the minute, 2045, okay?
I'm here for it. It was
I didn't
everything.
Watch it 10 times over and over again.
No. Squid Games for me was the show, and I'm gonna tell you why. Normally when people are like, oh my God, you gotta watch the show, you gotta right. watch the show, I normally watch it, hate it, and turn it off because the hype was so much. This show lives up to the hype. It is everything.
I've been hearing that.
Well, here's the thing with Squid Game. It was love-hate for me. Like, I wanted to watch it, I watched it, but I had to get 3 episodes in to really get invested.
Yes.
And it kept putting me to sleep. Something about that little music, but then I wake up and be like 2 or 3 episodes ahead. I finished it. I did not like the ending at all. But I get it.
I don't think it's Squid Game's putting you to sleep. I think it's what you're smoking right before. The next is Female Artist of 2021. Who is your pick?
Meg Thee Stallion.
Thank you.
That's
First
my pick,
all,
too.
Thank
that's
you.
My pick.
She's about to graduate
yes.
from college.
Yep.
She's done all these records, and she's doing college, too. She's,
yes.
she's bad.
Also,
she's
she
bad.
Was the first rapper to be on the cover of Sports Illustrated.
She had a year.
First female rapper, and that was huge.
That was huge.
You know, coming from the whole modeling career thing, you yes. know what I'm saying? For her to be on the cover of Sports Illustrated was amazing, and she looked beautiful. And I love that she represented, you know, the women with the, know, curves. The curves.
Mm-hmm. You got body, yaddy, 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 yaddy.
Like yes. you're doing right now on okay. daytime TV. Okay? Now take a close look at the reality show nominations. The Real Housewives of Atlanta. Congrats, Cynthia. You guys.
Yes.
Do you think you guys have a chance at winning this thing this year?
I hope so. You know, Atlanta's been on top for a long time. I mean, I don't... There I am. oh, my God. That was so uncomfortable. I hope so. I mean, you know, I'm always going to root for Atlanta.
By the way, what would it mean to you to leave the show on the highest note possible, getting that PCA from
everything.
The
That's the way you leave, honey.
Right?
You leave on top. You don't want to leave on the bottom.
You guys, you can vote now going to votepca.com, and you can see who wins when the People's Choice Awards airs Tuesday, December 7th at 9 p.m. on NBC and on E! Up next, how awkward was it to have the talk with your parents? We've got some stories to share. Plus, we're talking feuds and controversies with the Real Housewives of Potomac star Gisele Bryant. Trust me, you don't want to miss this. I was at dinner with her last night. I barely made it through.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
How do you guys feel about me, you know, going out every now and again?
That's fine. We just don't want you alone and gross and by yourself.
Old. Huh?
We don't want you to, like, die alone. So.
She not dying alone.
It's looking like that. You don't have anyone near you. Yeah, you're pretty lonely.
Right now, I'm casually dating.
Who is this man?
None of your business.
Girl, if you want to know the truth, just ask them kids, because they ain't going to tell you. Real Housewives star Gisele Bryant joins us now.
Thank you.
Oh, they gave you the business.
Yes. Always,
I love
all
your
day
kids.
Long. How do you live with these three opinionated girls? I don't know how I do this.
It's
but
good.
It's all day, every day.
Your kids are always going to be the one to get you together. Noel stays getting me together.
Yes.
Always.
Yes. And I was thinking that as they got older, they'd be more into what they're doing as opposed to mm-hmm. what mommy's doing.
Oh, no.
Oh, no. Mm-hmm. They stay on my neck. But I don't mind it only because I know they got my back.
Right.
Yes. You know what I mean?
It's coming from 100%. A place of love.
Yes.
Well, it's so crazy because you are into this new chapter of your life.
Yeah.
How scared were you to tell your kids about that? And what was the expectation?
None. I know that my kids only want me to be happy. Mm-hmm. They only want what's best for me. And that's their issue. Like, as long as mommy's happy, we're good.
Right.
Yeah. So, you know, and their dad is their dad. Like, they love their dad no matter what. So... Yeah. We are fam bam, no matter if me and Jamal are together, whether we're apart. And you know that.
Oh, with,
yes. So it's like, it doesn't even matter.
Mm.
So so Gisele, are you dating? Are you looking to date? Are you ready to date? Because I'm like your kids. Who are we going to hook you up with? What is going to happen?
Because Mike got a friend?
You are an easy hookup.
Yeah, like, I
you not have a fun
easy,
time.
Not an easy hookup, child.
are you just not ready? Like, what's
no,
that?
No. I am dating.
I am dating.
I'm dating Cynthia casually. Like, meaning, okay. I'm just not ready to be in a relationship where it's work. You know, yes. when a relationship is
work. So what does that mean,
work?
Casually?
Casually, like,
she's
is
seen people.
Sex involved, too? I mean, you're getting some? Of course sex is involved if I like you like that.
Okay.
You know what I mean? But I don't want to have to call you all the time. Okay. I don't want you to call me all
you
the time.
You want to be an independent woman right now.
Yes. Just leave me alone. I'll like you better if you leave me alone. You know what I mean?
Leave me alone.
Girl, Cindy up in here giving people pap smears, talking about, is there sex involved? Now, look, we have watched The Real Housewives of Potomac. We've seen the shade between you and Karen. Yeah. She said, I got my third eye on you. I feel like you guys are Lucy and Ethel in the sense that you guys love to fight.
And I have a confession before you answer.
Okay.
You know, I live for Karen and I live for you.
Yeah.
But why do I live for you and Karen to go back and forth all the time? So I'm here for y'all to go at it all the time.
Yes.
And I love you both, but I get so tickled watching y'all.
Yes. You know, I think Karen loves A to say my name. We have to be clear on that. She loves to say my name. It's a very beautiful name, so I'm not mad at her. But I think she does enjoy it, right? Yes. And I kind of enjoy it too. But we also like when we're having fun. So, like, you do see a little bit of that.
Mm-hmm. You can put the mess aside to have fun.
And you do want to fight with somebody that knows boundaries, and it's a respect game.
Right.
Like, she can go for the jugular, I can go for the jugular, but at some point, we respect each other in the fight.
Yes.
Right.
Yes.
Right. Respect.
I also think, you know, it's so interesting. We all went to dinner last night.
Yeah.
I know, you keep telling me.
We were supposed to have one drink.
And it didn't go
to one drink.
Yes.
But it was so interesting sitting across from Candace and Ashley.
Yes.
And watching them connect.
Yeah.
Almost for the first time.
Right.
Since everything went down.
Yeah.
It was a beautiful thing to see. I was a little nervous going into that dinner. Were you?
No, because I've been around them off camera before. And they know how to put the guns down, too. They know how to, like, let it go and just release and have fun. And that's what last night was about. We were just having fun.
Right.
But, you know, you never really know with those two because they're two little pageant girls and they like to fight.
it's so interesting with the whole let it go thing because that's something that I struggle with.
Like, really?
You know, once you hurt my feelings,
I'm like,
it's hard to let it go. Now I've got to sit across from you from dinner, like, my feelings are still hurt.
Right.
You know, I still struggle with that. So I applaud the people that can let it go.
Well, but not everybody can do it.
Yeah.
Like, for instance, Karen. Karen struggles with it. She holds on to things for a long time.
Right. I'm a holder.
Yeah. Well, I'm like, Karen, we two seasons later, honey. I thought you was done with that.
Look, speaking of holding on, honey, we're going to hold on to you for one more block.
Yeah.
We're going to talk about Cynthia's favorite thing, sex. When we come back.
The SEX, honey.
Yes, the sex of it all. Child, Karen will hold on to. We are back with Cynthia and Giselle, and it's time to come clean about that awkward sex talk. Gwyneth Paltrow is telling Facebook's Red Table Talk how she learned about the birds and the bees.
You know, I'm old, so we didn't have this kind of openness at all in the culture. I don't know, it just was very sort of like,
don't get pregnant.
That was it. Is that what I said to you? Don't get pregnant. Don't try. Yeah. There wasn't a lot of talk about it.
No.
You learn, and it was pre-internet, right?
Yeah.
So it was like, we were really siloed in a lot of ways, and I don't think we went naturally to our mothers to talk about it.
Mm-mm.
It's still weird to, like, I adore my mother, but I don't know.
Wow. I had the same talk. My mom had the same talk with me. It was the don't get pregnant.
Which is so crazy.
Which is pretty much it. But,
you
know, my mom had me when she was 17, so she was young. She didn't have sex talk. So she didn't have a sex talk with us. It just is the way it is.
But did you guys have the sex talk with your girls?
Oh, absolutely. 100%.
Yes, yes. Actually, my dad dropped me off at college, Hampton University. Shout out
to him.
And on the way there, he was like, all right, this is what I want you to do. Don't get pregnant. I was like, Daddy, this the talk? Is this really the talk?
That's the talk.
So I surely wasn't going to do that for my kids. My kids were young, and they were asking me what sex was, and they had no concept. So I was like,
yes.
Penis, right. Vagina.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly.
Boom shakalaka.
Boom shakalaka. Yes. Laka-laka.
Yes. I did the same with Noel.
And that's where lines get blurred. I feel like a lot of times we give the girls to talk, but we don't talk to boys about consent. And we don't talk to boys about, you know, other things that could happen to them. And I think in the 90s, I remember when the slogan no means no came out because people weren't talking to their kids. And that's how you get the blurred lines.
Right. Yes.
When we don't talk about what comes in between abstinence and not getting pregnant. All that other itchy we need to talk about.
Yeah,
exactly.
But it's a new day. I mean, social media is what it is. And so you really have to. So kids know so much more than we did
so
at
much
our
more
age.
Access now.
Right. But so you really have to get in front of it.
100%.
Right? Yeah. You can't allow social media to teach your kids about the world and how you should act and sex and what's consensual and what's not. No.
You got to tell you. Let me tell you right now. I can tell when a man has learned about sex from the internet. Like, when I'm with a dude, I can tell when he's when he's gotten some stuff from the internet. I'm like, oh, no.
Yeah.
That's not how you do that at all.
Right, because what you see on porn, you can't do with your girlfriend.
Okay?
Can't do that.
You guys, we gonna end it right here. Giselle, thank you so much for being here, you guys.
The Real Housewives of
Potomac airs Sundays on Bravo. You do not want to miss these reunions. Bella Hadid is proving looks can kill as the face of Michael Kors. I'm still so excited about Potomac. She is the newest face of the James Bond themed campaign. Xana sat with her to talk about everything. Take a look.
This was shot at the same place that Casino Royale was shot, right?
Yep. We get to be on a very beautiful location, like the Bahamas, which is such a treat for me.
You're wearing the sickest swimsuit, bodysuit, what are we calling it?
The zipper, right? Did you love that?
I need it for like not just beach wear.
Oversized jeans, super, super baggy, a belt. And shoes. Like, I think that's the perfect way to wear it.
Do you have any Bond girls in the past that you, like, relate to?
At this point, I relate more to Bond than I do to any of the Bond girls. Hadid. Bella Hadid.
Gigi must steal something from you. What's been the latest, like, I'm in your closet. Where, did you take my...
She doesn't really come to my closet. I mean, I start to sleep over because I want to be with the baby and I want to wake up early and, you know, be there. Then she gets annoyed because I steal pajamas and I'm like, oh, I'll grab these Uggs. I'll bring them back tomorrow.
It's just wonderful being an auntie.
It's
the best, right?
I mean, I never knew that I could have this much joy in my life. And it's like, she's the biggest gift. I mean, our family has changed in the best way for the better. And I could just be like, are there full-time aunties out there?
5 bags in the collection. Mm-hmm. If you had to pick one though, it's gonna be the one that you're taking through for the next season.
Today I have my tote with me, which honestly for me, I love to have something that I can fit everything in. Yeah. Always gotta carry tampons even if you're not on your period.
What is the secret to accessorizing?
Honestly, I like to wear what makes me feel good. I just think things can be inexpensive and still be perfect. And it doesn't always have to be something designer.
Are there any ways that you keep fit that you can tell us about that are fun?
I love to box. I've been doing it for 6 years now. And it just always brings me back. It's sometimes I don't want to make it out to the gym. And sometimes I just don't want to get out of bed. And I feel depressed and have anxiety. And I just don't want to go. And once I get there, I'm like, yeah, well, all I have to do is beat it back.
You mentioned you're insecure. And this astounds me.
It's a hard industry to be in if you're self-conscious. Have social anxiety, don't like to be touched, you know, it's complicated.
You have got the biggest, best part of your future ahead of you.
I know it.
Cheers to you, my love.
Cheers.
No, I'm tired of sips.
All that tea was spilled at the Thompson Hotel in Hollywood, and you can check out the MMKX007 Limited Edition Capsule Collection at michaelkors.com. And scan that QR code on your screen for more info at E! Online. After the break, get ready to snack. We're learning how to make some healthy Halloween treats your family will love. I'm gonna taste them. I'm gonna tell you if they're gonna love
them. Yes. Done. Welcome back. Nutritionist and celebrity health coach Karina Heinrich is here to show us how we can have a fun Halloween with a healthy twist. Hi, you guys. All right, so what are we making today? What are we doing?
Okay, so I have a sweet tooth, so I'm going to show you guilt-free treats. Okay. One of my favorite is these spider little protein bites that I'm going to help you guys make. Okay. Now, they're no-bake, so really anyone can make them, okay? So I want you to start by throwing all of your ingredients into this bowl.
Okay.
All
right.
Okay, we're going to start off with our high-protein peanut butter. You can use almond butter.
Okay. I love peanut butter.
Right. No, I love anything with peanut butter. Yeah. You can also make it nut-free butter, which is really great for allergy-free.
That. Yes. Okay.
Throw in your oats. I use gluten-free to make it even a gluten-free snack.
All right.
Then you're using dairy-free mini chocolate chips.
Oh, yes. Okay. Yes. Okay.
High fiber flax and chia seeds.
All right.
Okay. And then we are adding vanilla, which is your natural sweetener.
Okay.
I love.
Yes.
Very good.
And then Manuka honey, which we know is a really high immunity booster that we need right now.
And it's good for you. It's
exactly.
Very good for you as well.
So good for you. So these are really sneaky because they're so delicious, so good. So mix it up. Then I want you to scoop out the perfect bite size, okay? They're going to end up looking like this, these little round balls.
Okay. Okay.
We are going to make these into pretzel spiders, okay?
Okay.
So we're going to break up our pretzels to put 8 legs in. Now, I say 8 okay. because my youngest child will always point out if I don't put 8 legs, it's not technically a spider. Okay?
So okay, these love to point that
are
out.
Kind of the sneaky treat that are so healthy but taste so good, mm. you can freeze them and take them on the go. So we okay. want to get as much nutrition into our bodies before the sugar high, okay?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. And these are so cute. Like, I feel like although they're healthy, like, kids really are going to feel like
yes.
they're
so
actually
this is what they
eating.
End up looking like.
Oh,
so
yes.
cute, right? You use
super
the pumpkin
cute.
Seeds as your eyes.
Ooh.
Okay, so mine is not looking so great.
Okay, okay. My spider looks a little bit messed up.
Yeah,
okay,
mine
try
is
them. You guys, these are usually
the
Justin so, is on here, and he eats like 20 of these on set. We can't even like make them.
Now, what else are you making, Karina? Because, yes. you know, we should be feeding kids healthy stuff and
yes.
all that good stuff, but what else are we making?
So I have 3 kids, and it's a little spooky having a nutritionist
yes.
as a mom. But
right.
the key to these Halloween meals are making it fun, adding in lots of nutrition. So I'm going to teach you 2 of my favorites. The first one are mini mummy bites, okay?
I love
the mini pizzas.
So
and then the other one are apple monster faces. So let's start
okay.
off with our mini mummy pizzas.
Mini mummy, that's a tongue twister.
Yes. So the trick is to get mini bagels,
okay.
and I want you guys
right.
to start by putting on your blood tomato sauce.
Oh, okay. gosh.
Okay.
Bloody.
And then my kids love layering on with pepperonis to give it a real pepperoni pizza feel.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. And then I use organic string cheese that I've peeled apart
okay.
to give it a mummy effect. So
okay.
you decorate it all on top to make it look like a mummy.
Yes.
Top it off with your black olive eyes. Put it in your oven for 25, 15 minutes or until the cheese is melted.
Okay.
It should end up looking like this.
This
can
is
we do
so
these
cute.
In a microwave as well?
Do whatever's easy for you.
Okay.
This is all about easy but fun. And get your kids
okay.
in the kitchen for
so
the
cute.
Hands-on prep,
yeah.
right? And this is super high in whole grains, protein, and fiber. So we want to
it.
Add in as much nutrition before that sugar high.
Oh, they're so lucky
this
to have
good.
You for a mom. Seriously.
This is so cute.
I mean,
and so fun.
Halloween
so cute.
Night,
this.
I sneak a lot of that
yes.
Candy away.
Yes.
So I don't know if they feel that lucky on Halloween night.
Yes. All right,
but,
tell us about the green apple monster.
Okay, these
this is my
green
favorite.
Apple monsters are amazing. Not only will they make everyone laugh, but they're really nutritious as well.
Very
so
healthy.
You want to slice your apples.
Okay.
And then I want you to start by putting on your peanut butter
okay.
or like we said, these can be a nut-free butter.
Okay.
Okay. And then you're going to use high-nutrient pumpkin seeds as your teeth, okay?
Okay.
Along the edge. Now, I've sliced up some
these
cheese to be the tongue. You can use cheddar here,
uh-oh.
Colby, mozzarella, whatever you
okay.
like at home. This is your protein that you're getting into those bellies.
Okay.
So put that on as your tongue. And then we're sticking on our edible eyes. You can use grapes if you can't find these edible
ooh.
Eyes.
Okay.
But you've just created a powerhouse meal with these pizzas and these apples because we have so much protein and fiber in them
right.
and healthy fats. So this is what you kind of want to feed them before they go out to eat their 22 teaspoons of sugar in those
I love this.
Candy
this
bites.
So
and this
cute.
Nice salty sweet.
Salty sweet,
look at that.
Yes, for everyone's
that.
Taste buds. So you're
all
tricking
right.
everyone into eating healthy on Halloween.
Yes. Yeah.
Yes. Make sure you guys pick up a copy of Karina's new book, Andy and the Candy Witch, and check her out. Check out her website at karinamethod.com.
Yay.
I'm impressed
this
with
is
myself.
Good.
I mean, look at
love
that.
That is very cute.
Okay.
I love
that's
it.
Good.
Auntie Merlot's gonna make this for the kids.
I love this.
This is great.
What if I told you, even after all those shuffles, I also took credit for that one?
No way!
Hold on. What if underneath that one there was another match?
No.
Wait a minute. Don't tell me. What if then we had the 7 of clubs
what?
Match, and then the 3 of spades, and the queen of spades,
wow.
and the king of clubs, and the queen
wow.
of clubs, and the 9,
oh
and the 2,
God.
And the...
It is National Magic Week, and magician Matt Franco is here to make my student loans disappear.
Yeah.
Welcome, Matt.
Yeah.
All right, you were the first magician to win AGT, and you go back to perform all the time, and
that's
you
right.
blow the judges' minds all the time.
Oh, thank you.
How much of a big deal is this that you get to represent magicians on AGT?
Oh, you know what? It's incredible. I never expected to have an opportunity like that growing up in Rhode Island, and then I kind of cut my teeth performing at colleges for years across the country. And then when the AGT thing happened, it was such an epiphany. Mm-hmm. And now I've been in Vegas for the past 6 years. It's just been unbelievable. It's like an opportunity I couldn't have ever guessed would happen.
I love it. Besides AGT, what you're going to be coming up in Vegas, right?
Where can people check you out?
So at the Link Hotel and Experience, believe it or not, it's the Matt Franco Theater. They actually changed the name of the theater for the past 6 years.
Oh, there you go. Hold on. You got to show me some of this magic.
Yeah.
I need to see why you got your own theater, okay?
Lower the expectation and you might enjoy this.
I'm skeptical.
Let me ask you a question, first of all. Do you know what this is? You guys can see. Paper, it's a good guess.
Yeah.
You know what these are? You've seen these?
No.
No, this is a card box. I have a couple of them here, which I want to make sure I do this for the right camera here so it can see. Mm-hmm. Yeah, take a look. Ready? This is what it looks like to make it print. It happens quickly. You didn't know what to expect, but that's just one side. Watch. If you fold up the box, it's almost like origami. I can snap, and you actually get the cards to appear inside of the box. Now, hold on just a second, because these are still blank. But believe it or not, you can do some pretty amazing magic with cards like this. For example, you took any card, just hypothetically, and you remember it.
Okay.
And then you put it on the bottom.
Okay.
It actually comes back to the top.
Oh!
You don't look that impressed.
No. Wait, I'm trying to figure out what just happened.
It was a joke. Okay. Settle down. Don't take your eyes off the cards, because if I spin the deck, you see nothing happens the first time. Can you see it happen or no? I want to make sure the cards can see. Can you see the camera there? Uh-huh. Watch closely. If I spin it, the card prints. There you go. I know, it happens
fast. That's amazing.
You didn't know what to expect. We'll show you again. Can you see the deck? Watch.
Okay.
They all turn blank again. Now, you can do, if you're going to play a game of cards, if you play poker, maybe you have like a king, maybe a nine, maybe a five, maybe a seven, or a 10. Of course, I don't actually have any of those cards.
Right.
Now, here's the thing. If I did, they would look something like this. But not just one card, but every card in the deck.
No.
Yes, but not just the faces, but also the bets.
Okay, I need to touch these cards.
Wow. And if there's one thing I want you to remember about this whole thing, do you know what that is?
What?
Come on. Can you see the deck? Uh-huh. This is what cards look like before they leave the factory. So if anybody asks, just tell them you have no idea how it's done.
I don't understand.
Come on.
How did you do that?
Wait, I just sat here trying to figure this out.
Like, I'm standing beside you. They were blank, and then they were not.
And they're back.
Girl, we need to check our eyes.
Do you want me to show you how it's done?
Yes.
Do we have time? I'll show you how it's done. Yeah. Now, if you take the deck, you give them a little bit of a mix like this, right? You could see they're mixed up, yes?
Yeah.
Maybe I could even give it like one of these kind of Vegas-style mixes where they shuffle them on the table.
Okay.
And maybe we could use a few cards at random. Maybe we could just use like maybe this one, this one, this one. And this one. Those would be four great cards to use.
Wow, that's crazy.
I'm gonna need you to come play poker with me at the hotel.
Yes.
Do you play cards at all?
No.
Oh, good.
I'm not that good.
Now, we should go to Vegas together.
You're the guy I've been looking for.
Oh my God. You know what? We should go to Vegas and check out Matt's show, Magic Reinvented Nightly, at the Link Hotel and Casino in Las Vegas, you guys. Up next is Who Wore It Better, Halloween edition. Stay with us. Give me that deck of cards.
I know,
Take it.
This is crazy.
It's yours.
Wow. And now they're all back. Where did the blank ones go? This is crazy.
I don't understand. Halloween is weekend. So we're going to play a scary version of Who Wore It Better while I eat these peanut balls. First up, we have Dua Lipa and Bella Hadid both dressed as Lydia Deetz from Beetlejuice. Who wore it better?
Bella Hadid just looks so beautiful.
I know, right? Even dressed like this.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I love Bella too. She's so Lydia for me.
Yeah.
Cardi B and Iggy Azalea both nailed their Cruella De Vil outfits. Who you going with, Cardi or Iggy?
Iggy did the dog thing.
Iggy committed.
I mean, look at that.
I mean, with the dog. I mean, she just, they both have dogs, but yeah.
By the way,
outfit is everything.
If you wear wigs every single day for your life and your wigs look on point, you can't come to Halloween with a shake and go. You can't have a Party City wig, Cardi B, if you are used to wearing $15,000 lace front.
Yeah, actually, Iggy's wig alone really made her win. She did it better.
Mm-hmm. Well, Kelly Ripa and Lindsay Lohan felt the Suicide Squad hype in 2016, and they both got their Harley Quinn on. Who are you going with?
I like Kelly, actually.
I'm with you, Cynthia. I like Kelly.
Did it.
I'm gonna Kelly did it.
When Kelly does it, she does it. Yeah. She commits.
Yep.
For Halloween, yes. She gonna commit.
Yeah, she did. Mm. She made her legs look
she
extra
understood
long.
The assignment.
She look understood her. The assignment.
Yeah, she did.
Now, I have to ask you, are you team 50 Cent or 50 Cent?
Come on now.
I'm always gonna be Cynthia. Cynthia, you did that.
Come on, friends.
You did
Thank
that,
you.
Cynthia.
And I'm I did my own makeup. I did the whole thing.
Yeah.
I did that. All myself. I really did.
Living for this.
And it didn't even take that long.
I love 50
like,
Cent.
Like, honestly.
Look at you.
50 Cent is wild, y'all.
And Cynthia, I commit. Talk about a commitment. I was like, I, you know, it took me a couple of days to stop being 50 Cent. I took a minute to shake it off.
Oh, my God.
Like, my castmates were trying to pick me up and everything. They were like, what's up, 50? I was like, it's me.
All right, you butch. You guys, set your DVRs. We have Ellen Pompeo tomorrow. You don't want to miss it. Bye.
Bye.
You committed. You
yes.
committed to that.
Girl.
You a stud.
But it messed me up for Halloween forever. Because now what am I going to do?
You're going to
be
a stud.
Up to that.